Yesterday at Rupert Murdoch's new trophy headquarters, Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull announced NBN Lite. It's been dismissed in the papers this morning by many columnists across the board as being a lemon, a dog, or a policy failure. There's also been announcements this week on industrial relations and the automotive industry. Malcolm Turnbull, Shadow Communications Minister, joins us from Sydney. Morning, Mr. Turnbull.
Good morning, John. Hey, look, your introduction there is outrageously biased and inaccurate. I mean, to say let me just run through the people that have welcomed and praised the approach we're taking.
Independent people, Mr. Turnbull, or people who are part of your support team?
Why don't you just listen to me and just don't interrupt me and I'll actually give you the answer. Graham Lynch, the founder of Comsday and the leading technology and telecom journalist in the country. Bill Morrow, the chief executive of Vodafone. Ian Martin, the leading telecoms analyst, you know, in the stockbroking world. Tony Brown, one of the leading telecoms experts working for Informa. Kevin Morgan, leading, you know,
I'm sure there's a cheer squad, Mr. Turnbull, but the overall consensus of the independent commentators is that this is a policy opportunity missed.
Who are they? Name them. Come on, name them.
Well, the newspaper columnists all the way across the board. Laura Tingle.
Oh, Laura Tingle. She's a telecoms expert, is she?
No, she's a policy analyst and a political commentator.
Oh, John.
And on across the board. I've read all the papers this morning, as have you.
John, you and I have had a lot of interviews and I've great respect for you. That was a shockingly unbalanced and biased.
Well, let's go to the substance, Mr. Turnbull.
Yeah, let's do that.
Why, when we see that in this same week that we're seeing some flesh on the bones of the IR policy, Sophie Mirabelli yesterday saying that you'd question the future of assistance to the auto industry, we're starting to see some detail. And yesterday, the detail we saw on NBN after years of saying that the Conroy plan was unnecessary and a waste of money, you're coming up with something that is remarkably similar but doesn't go the whole way.
Well, what we've come up with is an affordable, cost-effective national broadband network policy. Labor's plan, if it were completed, would cost well over $90 billion.
Figures that they dispute.
Well, you know something? They don't agree with them, but they have not been able to contradict or show where any of the assumptions that produce that figure are wrong. Stephen, this is something you might care to tax Stephen Conroy with. One of the key assumptions is that we've assumed that it's going to cost them $3,600 to connect each house to fibre. Actually, I think it's costing them a lot more at the moment. We've been very generous in our assumptions. The NBN Co and Stephen Conroy will not tell us what it is costing them to pass, let alone connect premises with fibre at the moment.
Okay, now there's
so
a fundamental assumption.
To challenge our assumptions.
There's an assumption you make that you can get at no charge access to Telstra's copper connection to the home. It took years for the Labor Party to negotiate access to that under their plan. Why do you assume, and isn't it a fatal flaw to your assumptions, access easily and without cost?
Well, obviously, I'm not uninformed or inexperienced in dealings with Telstra. I've had a lot of dealings with Telstra over the years.
That doesn't mean they'll dance to your tune.
No, it doesn't mean you'll let me finish a sentence either. But what it does mean is that they are getting paid under the existing contracts, which we will honour, $1,500 per premise as it is connected to the NBN Co, and whereupon they switch their copper network off so that it is of no value at all. Under our approach, because premises will get connected to the NBN sooner, let's say more quickly, Telstra would get paid more quickly. So it is in their interest. Because they would get their payment. They wouldn't get any more than they're contracted for, but they would get them sooner. It is in Telstra's interest to go along with the proposal we've made, which is why all of the stockbroking firms have said, and I think that's a fair comment, that this, our approach, is a mild, not a big positive, but it is certainly a mild positive for Telstra. So Telstra shareholders are no worse off than they might be a little bit better off, and that is why Telstra has an interest in going along with that. So this is actually very well thought out, as opposed to some of the loopy, uninformed, reckless comments that you've seen from like people like that gentleman, Mark Gregory at the RMIT, who not so long ago was saying Julia Gillard should get the army to build the NBN. And yet he's apparently treated as a serious commentator in this field.
Why would I want to pay thousands of dollars to get the final link in a chain to get the fastest possible broadband speeds. If I'm running a business from home or I'm working from home some days a week, which lots of people now do, and that is the future, why would I lock myself in to a model that's going to cost me a fortune?
Well, it'll cost you a lot less. The whole point about, well, not the whole point, but one of the key points of our plan is that broadband prices will be considerably lower under our approach than they will be under
Labor.
No,
not for the plan. I'm sorry, you've maybe misunderstood me. The actual cost of connection.
Well, the answer is this, John, that the speeds that fibre to the node deliver are very, very high. They are more than adequate.
To the node or to the home?
No, to the home. The speeds that fibre to the node delivers, our approach delivers, are very high and are more than adequate for people working from home, for residential consumers and so forth. Now, if you will have some individuals who have extremely high bandwidth requirements, and the example I always give is, assume you've got an architect, and let's say she is working from her offices at home, and she is uploading and downloading huge design files to and from her partners in Shanghai.
Yes, very briefly.
And so she wants a very fast speed. Rather than having everyone provided with that connection at huge cost and huge delay, what she's able to do under our approach is, for several thousand dollars, get fibre taken to her house. That's fibre on demand. And well, that's fair, it's cost effective, and it's obviously a good investment for her.
Well, it's the start of what's going to be, I'm sure, a much longer and more detailed conversation. I'm indebted to you for your time this morning. Malcolm Turnbull,
so much,
Shadow
John.
Communications Minister.